Camelon or something like that.
Oh, chameleon, yeah. I remember seeing or reading about those.
Right, you can put him on that door over there, and he can be the same color that door.
Pretty good trick.
And, I don't know, it's just their nature. And you can take a quail, small quail, baby quail, and get in behind him, and he'll hide, and you can never find him. And he'll be laying right flat his back little beak there. So if you don't see him when he does it, you won't ever find him.
Oh, that'd be fun to see.
So, now we have another animal that you had might be interested in.
What's that?
We used to have one that was a pet and a pest. That's a raccoon.
Oh, yes.
We had one with a pet one time. And he'd go anywhere, we kids went. And company could come, and if it wasn't a kid, that thing would go in the house or flying and get on mama's bed and get, you know, people used to sit the pillow up in the headboard. Uh-huh. That's kind of get around behind one of them pillows, and every once in a while you'd see him peep out between them to see if the company was gone. So that was a mess. And he'd go to the hen nest, the hen cackles. He'd go to that hen nest just right on a hurry to eat the fresh egg.
Uh-oh.
And we kept him there a long time, but one time Mother went to the well and draw a bucket of fresh water, mm-hmm. brought it back and kept the water shelf then was out on the front porch. Set that bucket up in there, and one of the kids in the house was squalling about something. She went in there to see about the kid, and she come back there with Mr. Coon in that fresh bucket of water, and that good night, and out with his nose. Mr. Coon had to go there.
Oh, golly, that's too bad, though. I bet you were disappointed.
Well, yeah, it hurt us all. But I had a pet squirrel one time.
Huh.
Sorry. And we lived at that time as close to the edge of the swamp as we get to the highway out there. You'd see that gun sometime headed toward that swamp and something like that. He ain't coming back. Just as it went to getting dark, though, you see him coming back to the house.
We had him taped.
And one day my wife missed him. First time he ever did that. My wife missed him. And she looked for him and she called him. And she called him. She looked. Couldn't find him. Way on late that afternoon, she heard him. And he was doing like somehow got in the ceiling.
Got in the ceiling?
Spent the day between the ceiling and the weather board.
Oh, could he get out again?
Oh, yeah. Come back out like he went in. Feed time, he's always around.
He knew where to go.
So we give him away, give him to one of her brothers. He carried it to Macon, and some lady thought it was a wharf rat and set a trap for him and kill him.
Oh, that's too bad.
My daddy had one of those things one time. He followed him everywhere he went. He'd always crawl in his coat pocket.
How big was it?
Oh, he got
like
half grown. And he finally just turned loose out there, big old trees around the house, and he just turned loose and he left. Never did come back. Come back one time. Second time he left, it stayed good.
What do you call ordinary worms that are used for fishing bait?
They call them earthworms.
Earthworms? Okay, do you have another worm for the really, another name for the really large worms?
Mm-hmm. We have what they call a brown wiggler.
Brown wiggler.
Mm-hmm. Oh. You dig him up out of the ground, he'll wiggle like a snake.
Oh, how big are they?
Oh, I've seen them about that long.
My gosh. Oh.
Then we use another worm for fish bait, catawpa worm.